Webby in Park City. This is the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Hang out with us the next hour, and you're going to find out everything that's going on in Park City this weekend. JW here with the one and only Christy Dillaway. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, JW. We've got a great show lined up today. Our musical guest is Downright Citizens. They're a Park City-based band. They'll be playing live in our studio shortly. And then after that, we'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to talk to Scott Iwasaki, who's the scene editor from the Park Record, a man who has interviewed many thousands of people, I would assume, and we're going to get to interview him and turn the tables and see how that goes over.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of, towards 9:45, we're going to talk to Dallas Wade, who is a young Utah-based musician who is breaking into touring, but before that, he had like 40,000 social media fans. It's just a new way of doing music. I'm really curious to hear more about that.
I am, too. It is going to be a fun show, no question about it. Currently, if you can believe it, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, 40 degrees outside our studios here in Old Town. We're going to have a high today of 100.
Wow.
And it's going to be 100 degrees today. And tomorrow it's going to be 200 degrees.
With the wind chill factor.
With the wind chill, it's going to be blowing. That's right. But actually, it's going to be 55 for a high today. Could go a touch higher. And just a little bit of wind tonight, 7 to 10 miles an hour. Low tonight of 27. Saturday, sunny, high near 51. And then on Sunday, there is a chance of rain and snow, partly sunny, high near 50. So spring is sort of, you know, sprung a little bit.
It has for a few days, and then who knows what happens.
Who knows? Yeah, and historically, we seem to do okay on the snow side in the month of March.
Yeah.
See, February goes out like a lamb, and March comes
in
like a lion.
You got that wrong. It's March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least
some of these stuff.
That stuff made sense in Connecticut. Here, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, some stuff you just make up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is the makeup show.
Just go with it. It's much better that way. I'm sorry.
No, but thanks. I appreciate that. But I'm still thinking we're gonna go out like a lion, or come in like a lion, or one of those things. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. It's the Morning Mix. It's 9 minutes past the hour. Nine when we return. Our musical guest, Downright Citizens, Park City local band. You're going to enjoy them. Stay with us.
The Utah Legislature meets for 6 weeks from the end of January till mid-March, and KPCW News will cover all major developments affecting the Wasatch Back and you. Reports from Capitol Hill and your lawmakers are brought to you by Tesh Law, real estate, trusts and estates, and general litigation since 1989. TeshLaw.com.
This is Dr. Phil Davidson of Davidson Orthopedics, Park City resident and KPCW fan. Our practice specializes in offering a wide array of solutions for knee and shoulder problems. More information is available on our website at DavidsonOrthopedics.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
Welcome back. We're joined in the KPCW studios today by Downright Citizens. They are today's live musical guest. They describe themselves as African, funky, jazzy, bluegrassy goodness. And we're joined by Elliot Goldman, who plays guitar and sings vocals, Lucas Johnson on bass and vocals, and Jamie Jesperson on drums. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
So Park City bass band, did you guys grow up here?
I did not.
I grew up in New Jersey.
Yep, I grew up in New Jersey and moved out here about 7 years ago.
To ski?
Yes, of course.
That Park City story.
I know, it's so generic.
And when did the band form?
2011.
Okay.
Yeah, 2012.
Yeah, but 2012, yeah.
Well, you were just warming up a little bit, and J-Dub and I were grooving, so why don't we jump right into the first song, introduce it, and...
Yeah, we're going to do one off our album entitled Now Hear This, and the song is called The Box. ¶¶
himself a box of which he never did come out. The outside world, it seemed to him, he could do without. But the outside world, it came to him, as you know it always will. And they told you back in elementary school that one man sins another man's bill. Drifting on, all alone, no one's home. Walk outside that very next day with the man that read the news off the teleprompter of a TV screen, and he always had the blues. And as they walked downtown and they walked around, he asked what it was all about. He said, "Man, what you doing out here? Better go home, and that's the way you will find out. Find out, no, no." On this field, holding on to what's real, find yourself drifting on, all alone, no one's home.
Downright Citizens. Thank you. Live in studio. Hey, Elliot, tell us a little bit about the band, about the guys, about why it's a trio.
Yeah. Well, we're a trio because we all get along quite well as musicians. We have wanted to and tried to add people in the past, and it just never quite gelled. We feel like as a trio, we're allowed to be ourselves musically more so than trying to add other people. That's not to say we'll always be a trio, but that's how the band's been for 4 years. And I met Lucas back in the Riffs acoustic music days. I don't know if you remember that store, but I worked there for a long time and met a lot of great musicians and just great people in the music community from there. And Lucas used to teach bass over there. And then I kind of met Jamie through happenstance. He happened to do some work at my house and saw my guitars lying around and said, "Do you play music?" And we got to talking, and I asked what his interests were, and he said, like, you know, African rhythms, and that just, like, melted my heart, because it's very hard to find a drummer that wants to play, you know, that kind of variety of different kinds of beats instead of just, like, I'm a rock drummer or I'm a funk drummer, you know? So I think we're all pretty versatile musicians, and our music reflects that, I hope.
Elliot, this is one of the first times that you all have played as an acoustic trio. So tell me about what that's all about, because you guys are a hard-driving band. We've got just a couple of drums over here that you're hitting pretty softly. We have an acoustic bass and an acoustic guitar. What's that all about? How's
It feels good, doesn't it?
I enjoy it. It's pretty fun. Last night was the first time that we have ever done this. We have always been plugged in. Jamie's always been on a full set, you know. Sometimes I play keyboard, a little synthesizer. So kind of stripping it down to our acoustic roots is really fun. And actually, maybe we'll keep doing this or try to get a little set in our usual set of this kind of stuff, because we're having a great time.
Well, Christy and I like the sound in the studio. It just sounds really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to play another song?
Sure. Do you guys want to do the new one, Rolling Hill?
Yeah, let's
cool. This is a brand new song.
I love it when they premiere on our show.
This is the world premiere. I'm almost positive we've not played this in public. Yeah. So here goes.
You're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City, and this is live Downright Citizens.
He's been waiting too long, waiting for the light to come on. Sings the same old song to someone else each night, and then something went right. Swept people off their feet, found paradise on a night drive. Then he went downtown and he saw the crown. But he lost his shoes and he lost his hat. He didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. And now he's all unfused. I'm a rolling hill. Tried to be a mountain, but I just don't fit the bill. Stature's overrated. The same old song never sounded so good to me, but I can't let it be. So I'm going down crowd, and I'm seeking the town, and I'm wearing my shoes and I'm wearing my hat. When was the last time I remembered that? And you'll see me coming. You'll see me coming. You see me.
Excellent. Hey, you guys released a CD last year, is that right?
Yes, we did, right at the end of last year. We recorded it down at Man vs. Music in Salt Lake City, which is a great studio. And we had done a little demo before up in his attic, recorded it live on, you know, relatively suboptimal equipment. So we were ready to just kind of start putting all our gig money into paying for an actual professional recording, and we're pretty happy with how it came out.
And what's that album called?
The album's called Now Hear This, and you can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Spotify, you can find it on our website, downrightcitizens.com, and yeah, check it out.
Christy, not only was that a world premiere for the song, but it's sort of a historical moment for us as well. This is our 126th show. This is the first band, that has played cowbell. This is our first cowbell.
I was digging the cowbell, and I didn't want to bring up the obvious joke, but I was digging it.
More cowbell.
Yeah, that's
wait till our next song. You'll get
he says, wait till the next song. There's going to be a lot of cowbell.
We feature the cowbell. I think more than any band in Utah. So
yeah, we like that. Wow. We like so. This is our first cowbell here. And,
great. Wow. Well, we're honored.
We're honored. Yeah,
that's
and
our
we're
thing.
And we're overwhelmed. We don't know what to say. We don't know what to do. Yeah. So let's talk about gigs. You have recently been at the Spur and at Flanagan's. But for folks that would love to see this band live in a non-acoustic format, you can go March 29th at Canyons Village, where you're going to be playing from 3 until 5 p.m. on the big stage on the plaza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those après-ski gigs kind of all depend on the weather. So let's hope it's one of those lamb days where it's 60 degrees and sunny and people are skiing.
Just got their
slush.
Jacket unzipped and stomping around in the mud, yeah.
Jamie, I would suggest starting with a cowbell solo.
Oh, he's ready to.
Oh, he's ready. God, we love that instrument, don't we? Yeah.
It's underrated, the cowbell. You know?
He says it's underrated. Well, the people on the on air can't hear you, so I'm repeating what you're saying. We didn't give him a microphone. Stuck him in the corner.
Yeah.
He's just the cowbell player anyway.
You never know what the cowbell guys are going to say, so we don't mic them.
Right. Safer not to.
Want to jump into a third one? We got time?
We certainly do.
Sure, yeah. This is off our album. It's called High Life Time. It's inspired by West African high life music. So,
live in the morning mix, KPCW, this is Downright Citizens.
swum and make me cry. Every time I ask myself why. Then there's a feeling that I get that makes me feel so ready. But I see your face on the passenger side of my recurring dreams about drifting through with you to your new horizons. All these times they ask what your life was.
I want to thank Downright Citizens for joining us in the studio this morning on The Morning Mix. You can find them online at downrightcitizens.com. Next gig is March 29th at the Canyons. Go out and support local live music. And right now we're going to hear the Talbot Brothers, a song called Hey Honey. They're playing tomorrow night at OP Rockwell. Check them out.
Working like a dog, day and night, trying to finish up this job and do it right. There's only a few things that a man like me needs, and Jesus whiskey, and you're right next to me singing, hey honey, I'm coming home. Don't know why I've gone so long. Hey honey, I'm coming home to you. Promise, please, that you're gonna be the light on for me. Hey, honey, I'm coming home soon. And know what we're gonna do. Heaven knows that you put your time into it. Hell of a woman, sweet red wine, and how you choose. Let's get one thing straight, it ain't about what you do for me. Well, I'm gonna love you, and I love you loving me. Singing, hey honey, I'm coming home. Don't know why I've been gone so long. Hey honey, I'm coming home to you. Said, hey honey, promise please that you're gonna be the light on for me. Hey honey, I'm coming home soon. Know what we're gonna do, yeah. Coming home, I don't know why I've been gone so long. Hey, honey, coming home, don't know why I've been gone so long. Said, hey, honey, coming home, don't know why I've been gone so long. Said, hey, honey, coming home to you. Gonna do.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with the one and only Christy Dillaway. We're now joined by phone Scott Iwasaki, who has been the Park Record scene editor for 6 years, and for 20 years before that at the Deseret News down in Salt Lake. Scott, welcome to the program.
Greetings, you guys.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Now, you know, we have sort of similar things that we do, and you're doing it in the print side, and we're doing it in the radio side. This is a fun job, isn't it?
It's really fun. It is. You get to talk to some idols and people that you always wanted to talk. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Tell us if there was one particular person that you spoke with that you really enjoyed the conversation.
You know, it was for the Slam Dance Film Festival a couple years ago. I spoke with Stan Lee, Marvel Comics and Spider-Man creator. Yeah, that was a big highlight of my life.
Okay. Are we on hands-free on your side?
No.
Or is it, it's a regular line? Oh, okay. It's sort of garbling here at our side. We'll see if we can fix that.
So, Scott, tell us a little bit about your process leading up to an interview. How do you prepare?
Usually what I do is I try to find out all I can about the person. And then I go back and look at past interviews that either I or some of my colleagues or other people have done. And then I go ahead and just prepare. I listen. If it's a musician, I'll listen to all the music. I'll listen to a lot of the stuff and try to get into the lyric side of things. And that's how I usually start off.
It's when I'm preparing our notes for some of the guests that we have, sometimes there's not a lot out there. Or maybe it's out there and I'm just not able to find it.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes what I'll do is I like to kind of go with the flow and just have a conversation rather than have set questions and stuff. But, you know, it kind of depends on, you know, if they're coming to Park City, when they're coming to Park City, what they're going to be doing. I usually ask, like, influences. That's a really good one because, you know, people are influenced by somebody to do what they're doing.
I'm influenced by JW.
Oh, that's scary, I'll tell you that. Boy. You know, for me, when I prepare, I have the questions. You know, that might be an opening question, but then I sort of get out of the way and just kind of see what happens. And the best thing about, I think, what we do is when you're surprised, when something comes out that you weren't expecting or something that is really interesting about the person, you had no idea. And that's one of the nice things about this job.
Yeah, that really is. There's a couple of people that I've been surprised with. Alan Cumming, for one. He's a Emmy Award-winning TV star, and he was here with the Park City Institute New Year's Eve. And I just found that he, you know, had different things in his life that were really... Well, you know, he grew up in a rough childhood, and to see him when he's on screen or when he's performing, you would never think that until he starts talking about some of the things that he had gone through.
Sort of makes him more human, huh?
It does.
I know. I was surprised when Mitch Ryder was here with the Detroit Wheels, and I'll just never forget this. Right in the middle of the interview, he took a call, a call on his cell phone from his daughter, and started talking to her about, yeah, well, I think blue's a good color for a car. Did automatic transmission?
We were okay, on air. Good. We're trying to remind him that we were on air.
Mitch is a live broadcast. All right, man. You know, but
yeah, but in the car after that, he told me about some pretty serious drugs he took in, you know, beginning of his career.
Yeah, he definitely had some fun.
You know. Well, one of the interesting things is you find there's a Utah connection. Mark Hummel, who's going to bring his Golden State Lone Star review to the Egyptian Theater next week, he started his on-tour career at the Zephyr Club, and he's a Grammy-nominated blues harmonicaist.
Nice.
And, so it was just kind of fun talking to him about that.
So, Scott, how has Park City changed in the last 6 years since you've been writing for the Park Record, on the entertainment side?
I mean, there has been more things coming. I mean, usually I would get a break between the winter and the spring and the summer. But gosh, it just seems like every week there's something going on. Park City Institute, you know, they go through May from the winter, then they start up in their summer. The Egyptian Theater always brings something in some weekend, and so sometimes it's a scramble to keep on top of everything. You know, and the caliber of the groups and the artists that are coming in have really shot up. You know, Ray Manzer, well, he's passed away, but Ray Manzer and Roy Rogers came to town. Jefferson Starship with Paul Kantner before he passed away came to town. Judy Collins comes to town. Nellie Mackay. You know, it's just so many things that are just going on right now that it's kind of hard to make sure I cover everything.
Yeah, people might, your colleagues in other markets might think, oh, you work in this small town, and then you can spout out all these people that you talk to and interview. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is funny, because I remember when I came up here for the first time, you know, people from my other place, they said, well, how's Park City? Is it more relaxing? I said, no, I'm writing more up here than I was at the daily newspaper down there. You know, we publish, the Park Record published Wednesdays and Saturdays, and I'm writing an average of 8 to 10 stories a week. And down in Salt Lake, I was writing 4-5 stories a week.
Well, we'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
We'll keep throwing them your way.
I was fascinated to find out when we had the general manager of Park City Live on here a couple of weeks ago.
Tustin.
Yeah, that well over 50% of the folks that come to their venue, and that's a 700-person venue, are from outside of Park City. And I don't know why that surprised me so much. I just thought that, you know, this is just a big local scene. But for people that would want to drive up the hill to come to an event, I guess they're doing that. I feel bad for them, though, because we have Uber options and we have public transportation options that they may not have because they're driving up from Salt Lake. And I don't know if you've experienced this, Scott, but the last 6 months, it is hard to find a parking spot on weekends in Park City.
And it Main is crazy.
Street. Yeah, in the Main Street area.
Yeah, it is crazy. You know, but, you know, I talk to people who come up here, and they say the shows are worth it up here because, first of all, it's a whole different atmosphere than it is in Salt Lake. You know, there's a more loose and party atmosphere. But also, it's such an intimate place to be that, you know, there's so many things that you can do, you know, when you recover in the morning.
Well, it's people like you and us and the venues that are bringing in all the acts that are keeping the arts flourishing in this town. So we thank you for that.
Well, thank you guys, too.
And we also thank you for your help with the music crawl. You've helped to support us and by writing a nice article on what Randy and I and everybody are doing for the music crawl. And you've also been supportive of the Morning Mix with our 100th show anniversary. So thanks for that.
Oh, no. Can you believe it? 100 shows, you guys. And then, you know, the crawl, that's just something that's just so, it's such a Park City thing to me, you know, because it's all located in one place. You can just go up and down the street and you don't have to worry about driving.
It's going to be bigger and better this year. I've got nothing to back that up other than
but everything has to be bigger and better always.
You know, I've been listening to Trump too much. You know, it's the best.
It's going to be the music best crawl. Ever.
Every music crawl is the best music crawl ever.
But yeah, looking forward to it and looking forward to hearing more about it so I can write more about it.
If we give you more stuff to write about, can you expand the scene section by another couple pages?
Well, you know, we'll see what we can do. Right now, it's looking, it's getting bigger. It seems to be getting bigger and bigger, it seems. So we'll see what happens.
And you are on deadline right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Distracting him.
My pages done by 2, but, you know, it's fine. I've got the production team here is just so good to work with, and I've got a good stable of, or a bunch of stories to write.
Well, I'm sure you've read his articles, Scott Iwasaki, Park Record Scene Editor, 6 years up here, 20 years down at the Deseret, and we want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Well, thank you very much for thinking about me, you guys. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Okay. When we return, we will be back with Dallas Wade. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee. We're new to Park City and a supporter of KPCW. At Campos, we source our beans direct from the farmers and invest in social projects in all our farming communities. Our coffee blends are roasted in small batches and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort. CamposCoffee.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise grants and donations focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our local communities. Grants fund programs that are designed to help kids achieve in the classroom and develop an interest for the outdoors by engaging guests, local communities, and our employees. Information at epicpromise.com.
Gordo here, and I'm Larry with All Resort Group, a proud sponsor of KPCW. We provide transportation to the airport, Park City, Deer Valley, utilizing private black cars, SUVs, and shared ride van service.
Reservations at allresort.com or 649-3999.
We move people.
Support for KPCW comes from the Natural History Museum of Utah, a nonprofit organization presenting the 2017 lecture series, Food, From Farm to Table, Reimagining What We Eat. The keynote speaker is Andrew Zimmerman discussing Food, A Global Perspective on the State of Our Food Life, April 11th, 7 p.m. at Kingsbury Hall. Details at nhmu.utah.edu.
All right, getting my groove on to the music. So we're going to tell you the weekend events. Park City Film Series will screen 20th Century Women this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6 at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
And then Herman's Hermits at the Egyptian Theater featuring Peter Noon, Friday and Saturday nights at 8, Sunday at 6. I spoke to Amber last night, and the Friday and Saturday show would be Pharaoh members only, just a few seats left, but give them a call and see what can happen. And on Sunday, there are tickets available for general admission.
The rap MC T.I. is performing at Park City Live tonight. Progressive House Trance DJ ATB is there Saturday night. And singer-songwriter Donovan Frankenreiter is doing his show at Park City Live on Sunday night. Doors open at 8 for the shows Friday and Saturday, and at 7:30 on Sunday. And I think I'm going to be there Sunday for Donovan Frankenreiter.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, the Talbot Brothers are playing Saturday night at OP Rockwell with guest opener Tom Bennett. We just played a cut from their CD.
Talbot Brothers, yeah.
I like that.
I'm excited.
I like that. Doors open at 8. Music starts at 9.
The celebrity wildlife biologist Jeff Corwin, best known for his Emmy Award-winning show on Animal Planet and Discovery, will be at the Eccles Center Saturday night beginning at 7:30.
The Proper Way is performing today on the Payday Deck at Park City from 3 to 5. Ashley K. Thomas is there tomorrow, same time. Tony Oros is also playing après-ski at the Corner Store this afternoon.
Saturday, if you're skiing at Deer Valley, you should check out Alicia Stockman in the EBS Lounge in the Snow Park Lodge from 3 to 6. And if you're over at Canyons, the Spring Concert Series gets underway with the Changing Lanes Experience. That's Saturday, après-ski from 3 to 6 on the big stage at Canyons.
There's always something going on, isn't there? I mean, this music scene is so
hot. You know
hot
how long it takes to
town.
Put these weekend events together? Oh, There's so much to
yeah, I did it
cull
for a long
from.
Time. Yeah, absolutely. Shannon Runyon playing over at Park City Brewery Tap Room today from 5 to 7. Standing in for Joe is the band at the Spur tonight. Patois Reggae Band is there Saturday. Plus the Dueling Piano shows, of course, at the Spur on Sunday. The Poor is at the Cabin tonight. Tony Holiday and the Velvetones are there Saturday night.
And if you just want to stay out of town or get out of town, in the outer areas, let's see, Friends of Wasatch are offering a guided full moon snowshoe hike tonight in the Wasatch Mountain State Park. You need to go on their website and sign up. And Timpanogos Valley Theater is doing Willy Wonka Jr. Friday and Saturday nights at 7 in Heber. And Mountain Country is performing tonight at the State Road Tavern in Camas. Oh, I'm sorry, not tonight, tomorrow night. That's the DeJoria Center, don't you know, out there in Camas.
Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience will be at the Egyptian next week. They're going to be on the show. Terrence is going to be on the show with us, hopefully, next Friday. But we want to play a cut from one of his albums, and this is the name of this album is, well, it's Terrence Simeon's and the Zydeco Experience album.
Oh, it's the Dockside Sessions, I believe, is the album.
Dockside
name.
Sessions.
And the song is Time for Me to Dance.
Time for Me to Dance. Here you go.
It's always time to dance.
Always. We'll be right back.
c'est temps pour m'en aller. La voix qui relie, c'est temps pour me danser. La voix qui relie, la voix qui relie, c'est temps pour m'en danser. C'est un moment dansé. C'est temps pour m'en aller, la voix qui relie, c'était pour ton aller, la voix qui relie, et où c'est mon soulier, c'est temps pour m'en danser. Oh! C'est temps pour m'en danser.
Like that.
Were you playing your air washboard?
I was. You know, washboard's not easy.
Well, I've done it many times on stage. Yeah. With Terrence, he used to always pull someone up on stage, and
he's got a really nice washboard, by the way. I mean, that thing is like professional. It's like a catcher's chest protector.
It was CJ Clifton Chenier.
Yeah.
Was a metal worker and crafted that style, because before, you know, it was something that you more of a real rub board, so
this
putting it on your shoulders.
This guy gets everybody up on stage and everybody moving. And I'm curious, because Zydeco, this beautiful music that they all make down there, is not what I would call blues, and yet he was on the blues cruise with you.
Yeah, I think they just tie that into, well, it's the rhythm and blues cruise.
Okay.
There was quite some rhythm in there, I guess. But it does get pulled into that. Although Terrence was instrumental in getting Zydeco recognized as a separate category for a Grammy. And he's won 2 Grammys.
He's won 2 Grammys now. You know, when he's in 2 years ago, he brought one of his Grammys with
him.
Yeah,
we got pictures holding the Grammys. I've got a couple photos holding the Grammy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Hey, Christy, I know this doesn't have anything to do with entertainment, but I was so excited about this app that I found out there. It's iPhone and for Android. It's called Genius Scan. So let me just set this up for you. I have a scanner at my house, but every time that I want to do, I can do individual PDFs, that's easy. But every time I want to do multiple PDFs in a file or something, it's always cumbersome and the software doesn't work or something like that. But there's this app called Genius Scan, basically turns your phone into a scanner so that you can take a picture of a document and it makes it into a PDF. And like I just did a bit of my taxes, and I sent a whole bunch of things to my accountant, who's in Boston, so it's not like I can just go into her office and show it to her. I have to send this stuff to her. But it's so easy. So it's an app that you may want to check out if you need to scan every once in a while. It's a good app.
So what I thought you were going to say was that you get this app on your phone, and then you just hold it up to your forehead.
Uh-huh.
And it scans whether you're a genius or not.
Oh, no.
Right?
No,
so
no.
Then you could just go around scanning people, like just kind of casually find some reason to put your phone by them. And
yeah.
I don't know how it would work, but
no.
Maybe that's coming.
Yeah.
Well, so you got your taxes done?
No. I just did what's like the working portion that I sent in, and there's still a bunch of documents that don't even show up until like September and October, so... you know, you can't.
So it just lingers over you all throughout the year.
Oh, I don't worry about it. I pay my taxes and, you know, whatever.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah. Whatever she tells
me to
do,
I will do. One of those guys. You pay your taxes.
Susan, if you're listening, you know. No, I'm very good about that.
I have a friend listening who is trying to get her taxes done right now. And you know who you are. So keep working.
Ah.
Hey, our last guest for today, Dallas Wade, apparently got pulled over, perhaps, I'm assuming, by a police officer, maybe? I don't know. He said pulled over. So we're waiting for him to come to studio.
Okay.
But that's some effort. Mm-hmm. We better make it good. Hopefully it gets here in time.
You know, a lot of people slam Utah for being so prohibitive on alcohol and things like that. But this is something interesting. There are 21 breweries and brew pubs, these little brew pubs in the state, including a whole bunch that have won national awards, Wasatch Squatters, Moab, Uinta, Red Rock, and the list goes on and on. So, you know, people decide to continue to, you know, bring their business, you know, start their brewing businesses in Utah. It's pretty cool.
I always say to people when they, people from out of town, when they question the liquor laws and how hard it is to get a drink, and yeah. I always say, it's really never slowed me down.
And there's nothing like an ice cold 3.2 beer on a hot summer day.
It is strange when you go to another state and you ask for a drink and they just keep pouring and pouring and you get this whole glass full of booze. You're like,
oh my God, I know that,
that's the whole night right there.
Exactly. Good night. That's
does make it. Us, it makes us more lightweight. I guess we're cheap dates.
Yeah.
Go to Vegas and order a martini and I can't even pick the glass up. It's so big.
Hey, I've got another distinction that I thought was interesting. You know, it took 70 years from the birth of the National Movement for Woman Suffrage in 1848 to the signing of the amendment that gave women the right to vote. But in 1870, 50 years before the U.S. Constitution was amended, Utah was the first state to grant its female citizens this right. And another piece of information.
The right to vote?
Yeah. And I didn't know this, but Sarah Young, who's the grandniece of Brigham Young, was the first woman in Utah to vote. And again, this was back in 1870, 50 years before the U.S. Constitution was amended. That's kind of a cool distinction.
I wonder if their vote counted nationally for federal elections or only for local.
Oh, no.
Right?
It had to be only local.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Well, don't diss on Utah then.
That's right.
Who would diss on Utah? We all live here. We all chose to live here. That's the beauty of this community is we all chose to be here. Nobody ended up here like, you know, I don't know. You know how people like where you're from, where, you know, back east and stuff, people just live places and they don't really.
Exactly.
They don't really feel ingrained in the community. And I think that would be very hard here to not feel a part of this community.
Right. Well, our third guest isn't here, so we're kind of just yakking about different
kibitzing.
Things. But I was interested about one thing, and that, you know, we were talking about being surprised when you interview people. What was the one surprising thing that happened to you when you were on your blues cruise? Because I know that you had an expectation for what that blues cruise was going to be like, and you'd wanted to go for a couple of years, and you saved up your money, you finally went. What was
the surprise?
Like?
I guess. I don't know how exciting this is, but I didn't know that there were these late night jam sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several going on at any given time. They started at midnight and some of them went till 7 in the morning.
Right.
And I guess I didn't factor that into my energy level or whatever. But just a lot of times the musicians would say it wasn't even for who's watching. It was for them. They were just what an opportunity to get to play with all these other musicians and just kind of freestyle jam.
And were there a lot of different people up on stage together? In other words, there were a lot of collaborations going on.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. So they would do a pro jam on the back deck went until like midnight. And somebody would host it. One of the musicians would host it and then bring, you know, various. On the side of the stage, you'd see all these musicians with their instruments on their back waiting to get called up or to join that group. And maybe they'd pre-tucked it out. I'm not really sure how that worked. But then the late night ones were hosted by someone and people would mix it up. They would play instruments that they don't normally play or I don't know. I mean, it was really interesting to watch. It was cool to be a part of. It was a total backstage pass.
You know, I would love to see some good classic, you know, blues, real soulful blues, and Terrence Simeon jumping up on the stage.
He did jump up with quite a few bands.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah, and he's so happy. He's just
very
such
happy.
He beams enthusiasm, and he's so embodies that culture, South Louisiana, Bayou, Cajun.
And spiritual.
Yeah.
Which is a part of the New Orleans scene. He's a very spiritual person.
Yeah, he is. And he has made it his mission to really preserve Zydeco music and Cajun culture for as an Americana you know, we're all strip mall, homogenized, watch the same TV. We might have different opinions and stuff, but those little pockets of distinct culture can easily get overridden. And so he's a steward of that community and culture.
You know, when the program started 55 minutes ago, it was 40 degrees outside.
Oh, gosh, what is it now?
It's 49 degrees. They say the high will be 55. I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 60 because the wind is a little on the low side. It's very mild, and the sky's opening up a little bit. I think we're going to get to 60.
Let's do it. No, yeah. Let's not do it. I still want to go skiing.
Oh, me too. So, so you have to get out early. You have to get first chair when the snow is still set up.
I'm a snowboarder. I disagree. You all go take that hard corduroy, and I'm going to wait until it gets a little softness to it.
The corduroy
and I can really lay
hard.
Out my turns.
Yeah, the corduroy is not hard in the spring, though. It's
it is early
soft.
When it gets wet in the late afternoon and then freezes. I like it because we just self-divide. You guys go early, and I'm not an early girl.
Yeah.
And I'll go, you know, after 11 when you all want to leave. Mm-hmm. I'll take your front row parking spot.
Oh, you can have that.
There you go. Yeah. And then I'll just have those nice creamy turns on the snowboard.
Yeah. So, mostly cloudy today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High of 51, could be higher again. And then Sunday, there's a slight chance of precipitation. We don't know, it'll be rain or snow, but if the high is going to be 50, well, who knows? We shall return right after these messages.
Hi, this is Chris Eggleton.
And Chris Retzer of Destination Hotels Utah, proud sponsor of KPCW.
Since 2005, we've provided nightly rental, retail, and community management services
to New Park Town Center, Prospector Square, Empire Pass, and Touhe.
More information about Destination Hotels Utah is at dhutah.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
And we want to thank everyone that joined us this morning. This is KPCW in Park City. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix, online at kpcw.org, or by email. And we also want to thank our guests this morning, Downright Citizens, really good blues band. Terrence Simeon, we have featured for some music at the break. And Scott Iwasaki from the Park City Record as the scene editor for the last 6 years, 20 years before that, at Deseret News in Salt Lake City. And might as well bring in real quick, Dallas. Wade has just stopped in. Wade, Dallas, just say hi to us.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah, so what happened? Just give us a quick snapshot of what happened. You got about 20 seconds.
As far as getting here, just...
Like who pulled
you
over?
Yeah, we ended up getting pulled over coming in the canyon for a taillight blinking out a blinker. So, sorry about being late, but that's kind of what happened.
No, that's
so
cool. Those things happen. All right. Well, listen, everyone, everybody get outside and have some fun. Christy, always great to work with you. NPR National News is next.